DW. Nuruddin Abdullahi loads up a truck with big packages. It's hard physical work. The 35-year-old is a warehouse worker in Hargeisa, the capital of Somaliland. It's not a dream job, but for Abdullahi, it's better than anything he lived through in Switzerland.
When I arrived in Switzerland, it was completely different than I had imagined. I was just a refugee, nothing else. That wasn't my goal.
He is one of many recent returnees to Somaliland, a region in northern Somalia that sees itself as an independent state. It isn't recognized internationally, but it has a separate government. Most important, however, everything is much safer and quieter here than in Somalia. Nevertheless, Abdullahi fled the area a few years ago with the hope of better supporting his wife and five children with work in Europe.
At first, I felt welcome. When we crossed over the Mediterranean, our boat went down and people pulled us out of the water. But a short time later, I was just another refugee under the control of others. I was treated like a little child. My life was constantly on hold, and I had to do what I was told. I couldn't live like that anymore. That's why I gave up and came back.
Abdullahi's wife, Noura Omar, is glad to have him back home. They now have a sixth child, nicknamed Better Than Europe. While her husband was fleeing to Europe, Omar was constantly worried.
I was afraid. Terrible things happen on the way to Europe, and he too had bad experiences. I was constantly wondering what I would do if he was tortured or if he didn't come back. I was always thinking about it.
At the Hargeisa airport, about 40 young men disembark from an airplane. Some raise their arms above their heads in victory. They walk single file across the runway and gather in the arrivals hall. They too are returnees, though they didn't make it any further than Libya. It was there that their dream of a wonderful new world shattered, says 23-year-old Abdirizak Said. He looks thin and haggard.
I was in Libya for 2 years. Things happened there that violated our human dignity. I was caught like a goat and then sold to a man who resold me to someone else. That's when I understood where my real home was. I said to myself, you lost 2 years, don't waste any more time. Come back now that you have the chance.
The United Nations Refugee Agency and other organizations are working together to bring refugees like him back home. The European Union is offering its financial support. In Libya, refugees have been crammed into so-called detention centers. Many have been abused or raped. Abdirizak Said no longer knows why he even left Somaliland in the first place.
Honestly, there was no real reason. I just told myself that I could build a better future in Europe.
The chairman of the National Refugee Authority is also at the airport. The organization was set up to help people return home. It's been a busy year for him.
They are not just coming back from Libya, they are also returning from Europe, Sudan and Yemen. All have come back voluntarily. Though there were also some who told us their repatriation was forced, and in those cases, we stopped the process.
According to Ahmed, significantly fewer young people have been leaving Somaliland. The exodus has fallen over the last 2 years by 70%. At the same time, the number of returnees has increased, and they're very important for Somaliland.
Those who have returned are building the country back up. They're investing, and many are bringing new skills with them. They are opening shops, entering the construction industry, or coming up with other business ideas. Their knowledge is driving Somaliland forward.
Ahmed is talking about returnees like Ifra Abdi. She lived in the US for many years. Her parents fled with her when she was a child, when Somaliland was in the grip of heavy fighting. Abdi grew up there. She even had a green card and was able to work legally. She wanted to open her own cafe, but couldn't fulfill her dream in the US. But it was possible in Hargeisa.
To realize my dream here feels so good. It wasn't easy. It takes time because the country's still recovering, and it takes patience. So far, there's hardly any infrastructure. But there are many of us here who have pushed to make it happen.
Her homemade tarts, croissants, and waffles are popular. Business is so good that Abdi now has 4 employees, 2 bakers and 2 waitresses. She trained them herself. She hasn't regretted her decision to come back to Somaliland for 1 second.
I'm back in my own country, and I'm even creating jobs. It's paid off 100%.
DW.